when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Man for woman, the blonde at the laundromat. You were the sexy blonde at the laundromat last night. Mm-hmm. I was the guy who was folding other people's laundry into various origami shapes. I call it laundrigami.
Wait a second. We're folding laundry into origami shapes?
This serves multiple purposes, most of which make no sense.
Okay.
So I'll only mention the ones that do.
All right.
First and foremost, it's nice to come back to the laundromat and find your freshly dried clothes folded neatly by a stranger.
Oh, or it's creepy because it's by a stranger.
It's even nicer to come back to find your favorite t-shirt folded into the shape of a swan.
Okay.
Even if that one does require a few staples.
I'm sorry, we're stapling shirts?
Or your underwear folded into the shape of the Spanish Armada.
I don't need my underwear touched by strangers.
A bra? Bam, a bridge. Don't even need to fold those.
A bridge?
I just create a tiny toll plaza on one side out of one of those tiny 50-cent detergent boxes and add cars like regular M&Ms or peanut M&Ms for SUVs.
What is happening?
Apparently not realizing their significance, you ate several of my cars like some modern-day laundromat Godzilla. Anyway, you left for a while as your clothes were drying. I'd love to know what you thought of the sock panda.
The sock panda?
Would you like to get coffee sometime?
Oh, man. I mean, if he would have just maybe stopped at the sock panda, maybe it's not as fully creepy as that is.
If it were less, it would not be
Craigslist missed connections.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Laundrigami, though, I kind of like the name.
Yeah, right?
That's the only part I'm on board with. Okay. This one, settle in. It's kind of lengthy. It's guy who chased purse snatcher, woman for man.
Oh, okay.
So if I'm reading this, we're going after a hero.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I hope you get this. Just after I was totally convinced there were few men left in this world, here I finally see one take action. Taking it into his own hands. And I won't lie to you, I liked it a lot, and it was incredibly hot.
Oh.
I was a girl in a corporate skirt, waiting at a bus stop and periodically checking my phone.
Mm.
I had seen you earlier walking around, and truth be told, I didn't give you much thought. But don't read into that. I have the red storm in town this week. I think we know what you mean by that, right?
Yeah.
And my job has been stressing me out a bit.
Okay.
As I waited, suddenly I saw a man run up to an older woman sitting nearby, do a ninja-like cartwheel, and then grab her purse.
Oh, no.
She screamed, and this is when you took note.
Oh.
You were walking right past me at this point and threw your coffee to the ground. Tossed me your messenger bag.
Oh, wow.
Not again, you said. Not in my house. No way.
Oh, wow.
Following this decree, you then ran after the man and yelled at him to stop. Stop right now.
Wow.
And surprisingly, he did.
Wow.
Although he had a black mask on, he turned around and I could tell he stared you down. And lo and behold, he then started running towards you and yelling incoherently.
Uh-oh.
You had paused by this point and remained in place, doing a few shadow kicks and punches to dissuade him as much as you could.
What is happening?
And finally, the moment I was waiting for, the conclusion, with him running toward you, you maneuvered yourself to execute a roundhouse kick, which, if executed perfectly, would have kicked his head off completely.
Wow.
Trust me, I'm from Cleveland. That's how it works.
Okay.
What are they doing in Cleveland?
I know, right?
At the moment of impact, as it neared, I was hoping you would try to kick his head toward me and then use that as an opening to ask for my number.
Okay.
Like, kicking this direction.
Wow, wow.
So I could talk to you.
Yeah.
So I kept a close watch, believe you me. Suck on this criminal, you said when twisting and readying your body to take him out. But unfortunately, your foot hit a parking meter. And he was able to just kick your butt and then took your wallet and for some reason took your pants off as a form of psychological punishment.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh.
What a turn of events.
That was a turn of events. Shocking turn of events. You laid there in just a white button down and underpants and cried until the police showed up and put a blanket on you and gave you tea.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. But I think it's cool that you at least tried to do something.
Right.
And for that, you get a date with me. My name is Tiffany.
Oh, hi, Tiffany.
I have a cat, some ambiguous student loan debt, and I drive a Kia. Let's go get some sushi. Signed, Tiff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a moment that was.
I mean, it was just the heroic intent. That was really all she needed. Yeah. Oh, bless his heart. I hope he recovers.
All right. Well, hey.
The parking meter.
Well, whether or not
pants stolen.
You thought you found the love of your life while you were folding their underwear at the laundromat, or the love of your life just got his butt kicked trying to defend the honor of some old lady.
But he had the best of intentions. He was trying to do the right thing and be a hero. Therefore, he still is a hero, and I'm rooting for that one.
There it is. That is
Craigslist Missed Connection.